Texans win that big one in comeback fashion against the Colts. And Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans, what can that do, you think, mentally for a team when you trail by 2 touchdowns, you come back, you win in overtime after playing really, really poorly for a good chunk of that ballgame?
I think it's a lot like last year when the Texans started 2-5, when you take it in a season context, and they came back to finish 9-7 to make the playoffs. You always know that no matter how bad things get, you've done it before, maybe you can do it again. And I think it applies to this game. You know now if you're down a touchdown or two, you have the capability of coming back. And I know it's the Colts defense and everything, but they did it, Drew. And that was masterful, those 3 scoring drives.
Yes, and hopefully this week on Monday Night Football, you don't have to trail. You go in there and you stomp on the Denver Broncos. Now, doesn't happen that easily. It could, but it doesn't always happen that easily. When you think of Denver, Von Miller is the name that comes to the forefront right now, right?
I think so. Von Miller, 7.5 sacks. The guy's a terror coming off the edge. And I was asked by some people in Denver, well, you think Brock's familiarity with him will help? I'm like, yeah, he's familiar with him, but if he's sitting on top of him, it's not going to help. I think that they have to be very careful on the edges here. You have Derek Wolfe coming from the other side. He's another nightmare to block. So the Texans' O-line, backs, whoever's blocking these guys, they have their hands full.
Yeah, let's talk about that offensive line. Dwayne Brown has played in 2 games now. We saw a little bit different right side of the line last week. Remains to be seen what we'll see on Monday night there. Mm-hmm. But on the whole, chemistry, composure, what do you see from them in the C department there?
I think that they've worked with so many different combinations, Drew, that they'll be okay. They're used to it now. Hey, who's in this week? Let's just put it all together. And Lamar Miller is the kind of back who can take a minimal gain and make it into a longer gain. I think you have to look for that. He's going to have to be ready for anything. Both teams want to run the football. Both teams, as you pointed out to me this week, very similar offensively, numbers-wise.
No doubt. And you speak of Lamar Miller, 7 runs of 10 yards or more. That doesn't even count the pass he caught where he officially went in for 10 yards, but he zigzagged for about 30 more.
Yeah, I think that was notable for sure. But that's the kind of back he is. And I think you're going to need some of those plays, either from him or from DeAndre Hopkins or Will Fuller, whoever is out there, where you're going to take a busted play or something that doesn't look like it's going to get much and then get a whole lot out of it. Something off schedule, maybe a touchdown from special teams or defense. I think they're going to need something like that to win this football game.
All right, good stuff. You know, we mentioned Brown earlier in the show, and Dwayne Brown, a big part of that success on Sunday Night Football against the Colts. He's going to be a big part of it moving forward as well. And DP Sidhu caught up with him one-on-one.
All right, Dwayne, now that you're back, you've played in a couple of games. What's it been like for you getting into football shape? That was like a big topic this offseason, but how have you been feeling?
Been feeling great. Surprisingly better than I thought I would. You know, the first game I played about 60% of the snaps, and then, this past Sunday I played 100%, including in overtime, felt pretty good. Didn't really get too fatigued. So it's been good.
That game against the Colts, the overtime game that you didn't expect to play 5 quarters, but you did. Your name has come up a lot. How does that make you feel because of everything that you went through this offseason and now you're back and playing at this level again?
Feels great. You know, it's been a long year. Put a lot into getting back to this point, and early on I wasn't quite sure if I would get back to feeling like my normal self. So it's great to be able to play at a high level. As far as me, being a difference, I'm just 1 of 5. The other 4 guys doing a tremendous job creating space and creating lanes for Lamar to run through. And it's been a total team effort.
Let's talk about your injury because that was the worst you said that you've ever undergone in your football career. Going through the rehab, going through the process of working your way back, what was that like for you?
It was tough. It's tough. My quad completely tore off the bone and, I was in... Couldn't move it for about 6 weeks. I couldn't bend it at all. Couldn't really put much weight on it for a while. And it was a lot of frustrating moments, just trying to push it and then, having a little setback and, just going through those and then just trying to stay optimistic through it all. But like I said, I'm here and I've been able to play at a high level. So just trying to keep it going.
A lot of guys that have been through those sort of injuries have said that when you're going through the process, sometimes you have these moments of, will I ever play again at the same level? Did that ever creep into your mind? Did you have those worries when you're going through it all?
Absolutely. Because a lot of things that you are just familiar with, just as simple as running, are just foreign to you for a while and you can't do it. First time I tried to go run, I was, couldn't do anything for like 3 days after, and that was very discouraging, and just kind of know the kind of athlete I am, you know, and how I'm accustomed to moving. I was just unsure if I'd be able to do that the way I knew how to, you know, but I'm able to do it now, and it's been great.
Even though you weren't out there practicing, we saw you through OTAs and through training camp and the preseason. You were out at practice. You've been at the games. You're very vocal in the meeting rooms. How important was that for you to stay connected to the team?
It's very important. You know, being that I'm a leader of this team, you know, I try to, you know, can't lead by example much, not being out there. So I try to coach as much as possible, you know, just encourage as much as possible, be a cheerleader for guys as much as possible, just be around and just have some kind of presence there, you know. And, you know, for my own sanity as well, you know, being around a game that I know and love and been a part of for so long, I think it was important for me to be around everything, you know. So now that I'm back, I'm able to do a little bit more of that. It's a great feeling.
All right, let's talk about what you have been focusing on. Monday night against the Broncos, you're going to see some familiar faces in that coaching staff, but more importantly, you're going to face a really tough defense. What are some of the challenges that you guys have to get through to sort of bring that chemistry that you started seeing late in the game into this Monday night game, and what do you need to do to keep the running game going the way that you had the entire game against Indianapolis?
For starters, be able to handle the environment. We know it's going to be very loud, you know, night game, prime time, and that kind of atmosphere. Being able to handle the noise, have a good cadence, and get off on the count together. In the run game, just being in sync, finishing blocks. Those guys on defense do a great job of finishing plays, being able to finish our blocks and just working, you know, in continuity, you know. And the run game is very important because you don't want to become one-dimensional and have to pass a lot against that defense, you know. So we're up for the challenge. We know Lamar, Alfred Blue, would do a great job in the backfield, you know, reading blocks and getting downfield.
All right. Thanks so much, Dwayne.
All right. Thank you.
Dwayne Brown, the longest tenured Texan. This is his third regular season game in Denver. How about that?
Isn't that wild? The longest tenured Texan. It seems like just yesterday he was here.
Yeah, I know.
Or starting out here.
Got
here. A little bit later, we're going to the zoo, but coming up next, you're Drew. I'm rhyming. I'm not trying to do that. So let's just go to commercial here on Texas Home.